H-O-T to 797979.
5 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock. Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM as we come your way from our studios here in the southwest side on a sunny Saturday morning. Going to talk some basketball with you here today, but as always, let's take a look at what happened last night. First of all, boys basketball scores from last night. In the MVC, it was Kennedy holding off Jefferson last night, 81-77. Lindmar led from wire to wire and held off Prairie, 63-59. Xavier turned back Washington, 58-53 last night. Also, Dubuque Hempstead, big over City High, 83-49. Dubuque Senior, a big winner over Wallert last night, 86-53. And it took overtime. Waterloo East beat Waterloo West, 60-56 last night. Also in boys basketball, talk about this coming up a little bit. Center Point Urbana over Marion, 64-54. Took overtime for Benton Community to beat Williamsburg, 61-55. Clear Creek Amana, Shade South Tama, the division leader, 41-40. Vent Shelsburg on a roll as of late. They beat Independence last night, 61-56. West Delaware by a bucket over Mount Vernon, 46-44. It was double overtime. Western Dubuque beating Anamosa 69-64. Maquoketa beat Central DeWitt 68-58. And Solon over Beckman last night 66-61. Girls basketball from last night. We'll talk about this one as well. Xavier defeats Washington 56-41. It was Kennedy with a strong performance last night, 64-36 over Jefferson. Prairie defeats Lindmar 57-39. One of the games you heard here on KGYM, it was Cedar Falls shading Iowa City West 62-58. City High, no problem with Hempstead beating the Mustangs in a big way last night, 81-33. Waterloo West over Waterloo East, 63-41. It was Wallert over Senior, 42-29 last night. Also, the game you heard, one of them on KGYM, it was Marion defeating Center Point Urbana 53-50 in what was a dandy game last night. South Tama over Clear Creek Amana, 59-49. Vinton Shelsburg turns back Independence, 53-47. Benton Community by four over Williamsburg, 43-39. Beckman over Solon, 46-32. Maquoketa shades Central DeWitt, 56-38. West Delaware by two over Mount Vernon, 37-35, and Western Dubuque over Anamosa, 48-46. So both of the co-leaders in the East on the girls' side losing last night. College wrestling last night, Wartburg beats Coe, 38-3, and Oklahoma beat Iowa State last night by a score of 21-16. Rough Riders fell to Chicago last night by a score of 8-2. Now coming up today, the schedule highlighted by the conference wrestling meets going on. The Mississippi Valley Conference meet getting underway in just a little bit over Jefferson. WAMAC meet will be up at Maquoketa today. And most every one of the conferences in Eastern Iowa having their conference meets today. Boys basketball, we got two games coming away later on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at about 3:15, 3:30. It'll be Marion hosting Olwine. That'll be followed by Iowa City Liberty at Iowa City High tonight, and that will be at around 6:15, 6:30. Doubleheader, it'll be Regina hosting Wilton today, and that will get underway at 4 o'clock. Boys basketball, Iowa City West, and the boys and girls both down in Quincy, Illinois. The boys will take on, I believe it's Bishop Meij out of Kansas, and they are, I believe, the defending champs, big class champs down in Kansas, and that will be at 4:30 today. Also coming up today, it'll be Lindmar on the road at Waukee, and that will begin at 4:30. Girls basketball today, Prairie is at Washington, Iowa this afternoon at 3:30. Jefferson heads down to Clinton at 2:30 today. And as we mentioned, Iowa City West, they are down in Quincy, Illinois. They will take on Montini Catholic today. And they're just the defending big school champions in Illinois. So West High goes from playing City High to playing Cedar Falls to playing one of the top teams in Illinois this week. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk some basketball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come after this.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There is a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
I started Jones Landscaping because I love landscaping, not because I love paperwork. As my business grew, the paperwork piled up and I got stuck waiting for checks to come in. Invoice2Go has absolutely changed my business. Now, instead of sending invoices at the end of an already long day, I do it right when the job is done. I can even get paid instantly using my free card reader. My company looks more professional, my customers are happier, and I spend more time doing what I love.
Take back your weekends and use Invoice2Go for easier invoicing and faster payment. Go to Invoice2Go.com/radio18 to start your free trial. Plus, for a limited time, get 50% off your subscription and a free credit card reader when you sign up. Spend less time worrying about paperwork and more time doing what you love. Try Invoice2Go.com today. That's Invoice2Go.com/radio18 or download the app now from the App Store.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
9:12, back with you in the Coach's Corner here on KGYM here on this Saturday morning. Coming up a little bit later on, we got Iowa State men's and women's basketball at 1600 a.m. The men will take on Tennessee, and that will be at 2 o'clock. The women will take on, I believe it's Texas coming up tonight, and that will be a 6:30 game. We got an ESPN college basketball game coming your way from the Big 12 SEC shootout, Baylor and Florida, coming up later on this morning as well. And high school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it'll be Olwine taking on Marion, and that'll be followed by Liberty and City High going at it. And to start things off, talking Washington girls basketball, head coach Chris James joining us here in studio today as the Warriors in action last night, following the Xavier 58-53 in a rated battle last night in Washington. And tough start for the Warriors last night, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it was. We really just couldn't get ourselves rolling. You know, I don't have the numbers from last night in front of me, but I believe we shot about 32%, and I think they shot about 50%. So we didn't give a lot of resistance, and you know, for us, if we're not able to make shots, we can't really set our press and play the style that we want. So you know, that part was frustrating, but you know, I think the big thing was I noticed on film was our body language. It wasn't where I wanted it to be. So, but things we can correct moving forward, hopefully. So still very confident in what we can do.
Yeah, and you got a little bit of a break now until next Friday, so maybe the best thing to do after something last night is just let everybody step back a little bit, and that's what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, we had kind of planned ahead that we'd take today off, just not playing for a week. You know, this is such a long season and such a grind, 3.5 months, that sometimes you have to take a day or two off here and there just to kind of recoup and reflect on what you can do better moving forward, and that's what we're doing today.
Yeah. You know, while they say sometimes the best practice is no practice.
Yeah, right. Let's hope that works.
Yeah, and just to recharge the batteries a little bit. And last night you had a 3-game winning streak going into that and getting things going in the right direction, including in that couple conference wins, but also a nice win over Davenport North out of the MAC, which has lately been a pretty strong program anyway. So had to be happy with where the girls are right now.
Yeah, we had many different ways you could call it, but the week we had to play City High and City West in the same week, which was a daunting task, and what you're referring to is the week after that, where we were able to play a couple teams with winning records, including Waterloo West, which I thought we did a really good job against them, jumping out quick and forcing kind of them to change what they wanted to do, and then like you said, Davenport North, they've been perennial the last 3 or 4 years, top 10 team, and they still have a couple really good players, and I thought we handled their physicality really well. We did a lot of good things. We shared the basketball, and we played with just great enthusiasm, and then we obviously went up to Waterloo East and beat a team that, watching them on film, they are supremely athletic. Those girls up there are so fast. We were able to put up 91 points against them without one of our starters, Vanessa Iniola, set out that game to rest her ankle. And so, it was a good little stretch there. Sometimes as a coach, you worry about fighting complacency a little bit. And, maybe that happened last night.
Yeah, but like you said, things were on a roll as of that time. And it's a typical Warrior team. You guys like to get up and down the court, play 84 feet, and have defense turn into offense. And when that's going well, the formula's there.
Yeah, it snowballs for us. And, my girls have heard this thousands of times. We don't have anybody really over 5'8", 5'9", that gets playing time, really, that is healthy. So we want to, as many possessions as we can each game, just get up a lot of shots. And like you said, when we make shots, we're able to set our press and create a lot of turnovers and havoc, and then get some stuff in the transition offense. So that was definitely has been our strength this year.
Well, it's another team as well that's very balanced. I think Sammy Mia leading in scoring right now, but you got outside shooting there. You can go inside. You got good drivers as well to get to the hoop.
Yeah, we feel like when we spread teams out, they kind of have to make a decision whether they're gonna pack the lane on our drivers or if they're gonna cover our shooters. And one thing that we've been pretty proud of this year is going into last night, we had more assists than turnovers on the year, which goes to the fact that you said our balance. We have four starters in double figures, 15 points a game for Sammy, Caitlin and Vanessa are about 12 points a game, and then is about 10 points a game as well. So we try to attack from all different spots on the floor. And, it's good to have a few shooters on the floor that, when they walk, really when they step in the gym, they feel like they're in range. So we like that.
Yeah, and they got the green light too.
They do. They have the green light. They certainly do. Yep.
You're not going to turn them down in any way, shape,
no,
or form.
No, we're not going to slow the pace down. We want to play an exciting brand of basketball.
Right. And and you got a deep team too for the most part this year. You can go 8 or 9 and come in and not lose a whole lot.
Yeah, we only played 8 last night, and looking back, I probably should have got a few more girls in there. But the previous few games we'd gotten 9, 10, even 11 game girls in, which, over the course of a 32 minute game, if you press, the girls are going to get tired, but if we can throw waves of fresh bodies at the other team, we feel pretty confident we can wear them down. We got a couple of young ones coming off the bench, Sydney Engledow and Merrick McBride, a freshman and sophomore, and then Brittany Postma, a junior, coming off the bench as well. And Skyla Atkins, a senior, also comes off the bench. And then Maya Powers as well, a junior. So, those are 5 or 6 girls that I feel pretty confident about that we can get in there and play at any time for us.
Well, you mentioned the fact that more assists than turnovers at this point, but then you throw in 303 steals, too. I like to add the steals and the assists together. And you guys have over 500 going into the game last night.
Yeah, and And we've done a really good job. We've worked on it for the last, well, ever since I became the head coach last year. We've really worked hard on showing our hands on defense, especially in our press, and you know, creating havoc and getting those steals, which, you know, turns into quick offense. And then it just snowballs, because then we're playing with more enthusiasm and excitement. But yeah, we like you said, I think we have 303 steals going into last night. So and Jayla Johnson's led us in that category with 64 going in last night, and she's done a really good job with that.
Well, she has, and is a really good defender out there. Is Jayla, and one of the seniors on this team, a pretty good senior class that you have.
Yeah, we do. Jayla's, you know, I think last year she averaged about 9 points a game. This year she's down to six, but that I don't want that to fool people, just because she's more of a distributor. You know, she also leads us in assists as well. So she does a lot of things on the floor, rebounds, that, you know, that don't show up in the stat sheet, getting people organized and things like that. But also Vanessa, like I said, who's a senior, 12 points a game, shooting the ball really well the last few weeks. You know, we got a couple other seniors, Skyla Atkins, I mentioned, also Sarah Altemeyer. You know, we are missing one that would have been nice last night, Aubrey Moore, who tore ACL last May in PE class. We're missing her big time, her length down low, but, you know, can't do anything about it, so not going to complain. And then obviously we have another girl, Paige Prison, who is one of our girls that is on the bench too. So,
yeah, and helping out there, yep. And got to have those practice players and
for sure,
and people like that a little bit. And he got some a freshman. The two Sydneys, I think, are going to play a big part in the future of Warrior basketball. Certainly.
Yeah, we, you know, this summer, coming into this year, we had asked those two to step in and come to a few of our shootouts, you know, scrimmages that we would play in. You know, weren't really sure. I hadn't seen them play too much. I'd seen Sydney Mavalski play, you know, a little bit with some Junior Warrior stuff, but I hadn't seen Sydney Engeldahl play ever. And you know, what I really liked is they love to play the game. They love to be out and play, and our seniors, juniors, and sophomores have done a really good job of bringing them along and coaching them well throughout this process. And you know, I'm excited with where they're at, but I'm also really excited about, you know, what the future holds for those two in our program.
Yep, and hopefully big things this year as of yet. And I think they're down to what, four or five games left in the regular season. It's a long season, but it goes very quickly. And you got two inter-city games coming up. You got Kennedy one more time. You got Jeff one more time. You're lucky enough to get City High twice in the schedule this year. So
yeah,
you know,
that's 2 years in a row.
That's a plus.
That's a great plus, right?
So you got one more time to face them. But still, this is a big week for girls basketball for 4A and 5A, because you're going to find out which direction you're going to go as far as the regionals.
Yeah, I think we'll find out Wednesday or Thursday. I think, you know, last week was 1A, 2A, and 3A, and this week will be 4A and 5A. So, you know, that'll be interesting where they put us. But, you know, I've always said I'm pretty confident that wherever we go, they could put us on the moon, and we'd still be confident about our ability to compete and play at a high level. But, yeah, you said we have Kennedy this week, and then, you know, Jeff, City High, and then we end with Liberty. So we got three conference games. You know, and Kennedy, you know, looking at what happened last night, they look pretty formidable. So, you know, we're gonna have to work on some things this week to get some things fixed, and you know, see where we are. But I think we can definitely put our best foot forward and do a good job coming up.
And you got three of the four at home, so that's good to see.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the more you the more successful you are, the more people that come out and watch. And you know, our fans and our parents and the crowd have been great this year, you know, building that energy for us. So, you know, and it's just something that we want to keep rolling at home.
Yep, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see what direction people go, but that'll be this week, and you'll be out there to face whoever you have to face. So that'll be in the future anyway. And how about the entire program? Pretty happy with everything right now?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they changed the levels. So now it's you have your varsity, reserve, which are for, you know, those girls that don't get a chance to play varsity that are, you know, junior, seniors. And then you have the JV team. And then, which is what used to be the sophomore team, it's now JV. And then you have a fresh saw for 9-10 is what they call it now. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased with everything. We're getting a lot of girls to play basketball. We have, almost 45 in the program this year, which is, I think, second or third in the MVC, you know, coming from a school with only 1,300-1,400 kids, which is really good. So that's a real positive. You know, at the freshman level, we have 10 girls on the freshman team or so, and they're all getting a lot of action. And, you know, I know our freshman coach, first-year head coach, Nick Shaw, is doing a really good job. Loves being around the game, loves to help the girls. And they're getting better, you know, watching them play. I think they won on a buzzer beater a few weeks ago. That was pretty cool. So that's always good. And then, you know, our JV team, I think we have five freshmen that are contributing on the JV team. So they're getting a lot of, you know, a lot of competitive play against good opponents. And I don't have the record in front of me, but I know we're right around 500, you know, with five or six freshmen and the rest mainly sophomores, a few juniors sprinkled in there. We're pretty pleased with where the JV team is at right now.
Yeah, and who's rounding out your staff this year?
So, yeah, me, obviously, and Joel Decker, my assistant, who's who's been around, you know, at Wash for many years, helped out with Frank for maybe 4 or 5 years, I think, and then, you know, helped out with Brad Metzger when he was the boys coach. He does a great job. He does a lot of things that behind the scenes that that just make my job easy so I can focus on you know, getting the girls ready to play, whether it's the huddle film, whether it's, you know, stats for the opponents, whether it's you know, just a lot of things that you going into the job, you wouldn't think you'd have to worry about that he's able to kind of take control of. So he's done a great job, and I appreciate everything he does. BJ McGrew is our JV head coach, and BJ had come from you know, other schools, has had a lot of success at other schools, and he does a good job for us, and he works well with his assistant Maurice Frazier, who is actually a coworker of mine at Indian Creek Elementary. He's our student administrator. So I've known Maurice for the last 5 or 6 years. Those guys do a really good job. And then, obviously, like I said, Nick Shaw is our head freshman coach. And, you know, we have Wendy Milam helping out as a volunteer coach, which has been really good to see her help the girls. You know, someone who's been in there that can help. And it's always good to have a little bit of a gender balance on the staff, I think. So that was good to get her.
Right. And someone that's been through the program, too.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, and someone who's competed at a high level playing basketball, who the girls can really, you know, learn from, you know, from somebody who's done it before.
Yeah, and the ins and outs. And I think the next step is, you know, and you take a look at the big picture, you'd love to be there and pull off an upset, because you're probably going to have to pull off an upset to get to Des Moines. But
yep.
For the league to collect a basketball championship, because it's been a while since the MVC has won one.
It has. I don't remember who the last team was to win, but, you know, just looking at our conference, it's pretty, you know, there's a pretty big difference between the top, you know, a couple schools, I think, top 4 or 5 schools and you know, the lower half, I guess. But, you know, City High and Cedar Falls and City West, obviously those are the top three currently in our conference. You know, I can't remember the last time three MVC schools were ranked 1, 2, and 3 for most of the year in the state of Iowa. Just goes to show you the kind of competitive play we have in the conference. You know, then obviously Prairie as well, you know, ahead of us. So, you know, as we were just talking before we got on here, you know, City West has 5 losses, but, you know, they're all against top teams either in our state or some other state. So I don't think that should fool anybody. They are worth every bit of the rankings they've had this year.
Yeah, and I think you guys only have 20 games, too, this year, don't
we
you?
We do, yeah. We lost a few. There were some conferences that had to add conference games, so we lost a couple non-conference games. We added a couple, but we're still one short. So, you know, we got into the season. We tried to reach out to some teams, and it just wouldn't work. So, you know, we're just going to go with it. And next year when we add in Liberty and Western Dubuque, I think, you know, we'll have our full 21-game schedule.
Yeah, and you only need three, I think, next year.
Yeah, right. Games. Three non-conference, yeah, which will be – that'll be different. That'll be different, that's for sure. So yeah. We'll keep probably a few of those good ones, you know, like Davenport North and Moline. So
I was going to ask if you're going to keep Moline. Seems to be a pretty good series.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've been on the losing end the last 2 years. We lost by two at their place last year, and they lost by one at our place this year. So we will. That's one that I want to keep, just because, like you said, it's a competitive series, but it's also they play a physical brand of basketball, and I think that gets us, you know, ready and prepped for what we're going to see in our conference.
Yeah, and that's what you want—a non-conference game that can help out,
yeah,
certainly, and get that ready to go. And you're gonna hit the golf course today. I'm a little jealous, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, I got kind of a checklist of things I need to do. My wife's in Florida right now, so you know, first things first, I probably need to get the house cleaned up a little bit, and then probably watch a little film, get ready for this week, and then record. I got to record Tiger, because you know, who's not going to do that? And then probably go out and play a little golf, and come home and watch the recap and watch Tiger play. Hopefully, he plays well. But yeah, I'm anxious to get out and use the new sticks I got, so we'll see.
Yeah, you got to play with them.
That's right.
You got to play with them. They can't sit in the closet.
No, they can't. No.
And you got to take advantage of the January weather like this.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't, you know, it's been a crazy last few years being able to get out in December and January to swing the club around a little bit. So yeah, I'm excited.
We were out in February last year, so maybe that'll be 2 years in a row. That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Would be nice. Well, we'll see you a couple times down the road here against Jeff, and then against Coach Brandt and Liberty. So
that sounds
looking
good.
Forward to that.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Thanks for coming down. All right, we'll take a break, come back in, talk some more basketball with you here on the Coach's Corner. Stay with us. More to come right after this.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness.
And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word HOT to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HOT to 797979. Text H-O-T to 797979.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
9:34, back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Coming up later on, lots of basketball here today as we've got college games coming away starting this morning with Baylor in Florida. And then at 2 o'clock, it'll be the Iowa State Cyclones in action. Iowa State will be taking on Tennessee. That is a 2 o'clock pregame, 3 o'clock for the tip-off of that one. And then later on, it'll be the Iowa State women taking on the Texas Longhorns tonight, beginning at 6:30. We've got high school basketball as well coming your way, starting at about 3:15, 3:30, right in there, as it will be the Marion Indians hosting the Old Wine Huskies, followed by Liberty and City High going at it. So lots of basketball coming your way right here on KGYM. Mike Mandershy joining us, head coach of the Marion Indian boys basketball team, and Marion falling last night to Benton Community. And Coach Carlson, last night by a score, if I can find it here. No, they didn't. You lost center point. What am I thinking here? Thinking blue and gold instead of black and gold here. So got to get my facts straight here. But CPU coming away with the victory last night. And it just depends, I think, what CPU team you get with since they've lost their all-conference and all-state player. They've looked good at times, and other times they haven't looked quite so good. But you got the good CPU team last night.
You know, much better team than when we seen them in December, and they were. You know, when one of your best players goes out, it takes a little while for your team to kind of decide how things are going to shake out. And they've done a nice job up there making sure that, you know, they're finding – their way through the season as well. We didn't probably play the best second and fourth quarter. I think we gave up 21 in the second and 25 in the fourth out of their 64. But credit to them, they made some shots down the stretch when it counted, gave them a little bit of spurt, and then we were trying to play catch up last 3-4 minutes. So hats off to them. I think they played really well last night, and I think our kids gave a great effort. We just came up a little bit short.
Yeah, and well, that's kind of the way it's been in the WAMAC West this year. This thing, South Tama leads right now, but South Tama loses last night, and kind of brings some people back into it anyway. And it's just this thing has been kind of a meat grinder all year.
It is, yeah. We said that going in, you know, every team was probably going to be better 1 through 8, and that's proven to be true. You got to be ready to go every single night that you're playing. When you get your home games, you got to make sure you take care of your home court, and then you got to try and go on the road and see what you can steal one or two away on a home court. So so far we've only been able to do that once, but you know, we get a pretty good home stretch here now. I think we've got 4 home games in a row, so hopefully that'll kind of give us a little hype heading into the postseason.
Yeah, and to help you out in that situation, and I was thinking Benton because you did beat Benton Community earlier in the week, and the way Benton's playing, that was a very good victory.
Yeah. You know, when coming in, we knew we had 2 really good opponents, conference opponents, Tuesday and Friday this week. Benton, they can score it. I think they're averaging, 70 points a game in conference on our side. So to go out and hold them to 36 was pretty impressive by our kids defensively.
Yep, and hopefully, and probably the best tonic coming off of something last night is to get back out on the court right afterwards. So fortunately, you have that today.
Yeah, kids might like that a little bit better than coaches. Coaches like to maybe analyze a little more and say, hey, what do we need to do? But, you know, we don't get that luxury this morning. We're going to have a shoot around here about 11 o'clock and then get ready for a very quality Old Wine team that's coming in.
Right, and yeah, the record doesn't show it for Old Wine, but you told me that they have some players.
Yeah, Nick Schoff does a great job up there as a coach. I don't know what their record is right now, but they run their stuff extremely well. They execute as good as any team, you know, that we have in our league or that we see in the non-conference. So they will come in and they will run their stuff well. We have to be ready to play defensively. On film, I've seen them run a little 2-3 zone, so we will probably have to run zone offense majority, if not all, of the game. So we've got to be ready to attack. We don't see a lot of zone in our league, so and when we do, it's usually a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 or something like that. So going against 2-3 for the first time this year, we'll have to take care of some things at shoot around and be ready to go.
Yeah, and much like Coach James in Washington, you're looking for that big towering post to come in.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, you know, you're not you got a little height anyway with Grant Meth in there, but you don't have that 6'8", 6'9" guy.
No, we don't. You know, Mitch Weiss was our post last year. He was 6'6", and you really didn't think much in terms of how your team would be this year. But first couple days of practice, I think I looked over at Coach Brazzi and I said, boy, we're really going to be undersized. You know, we've got anywhere from 6'2", you know, Grant's a 6'3", 6'4 kid, but we are really undersized. We throw some 5'8s, 5'9s out there. Everybody says, well, but you're quicker. Well, size in this game really does matter a little bit. So, you know, we'd like to have a little bit more size, but we don't. Looking at our freshman and sophomore teams, I don't know if there's any coming. So we'll just have to play a little bit more up and down, a little bit more exciting brand of basketball, and try and take care of some big guys.
Well, you got some good guards out there, too, which help out quite a bit. And Chase Silke had another nice game last night for you, and I think he's leading you at about 16 points per game right now. And we know he can shoot the threes, and he's one of the leaders.
Yeah. Chase has done a nice job for us this year. He is an outside threat, and he gives us very much an outside threat. It's about 6 foot. He can get a shot off. He shoots it fairly quick and fairly high that he can get his shot off against, you know, somebody equal to his size. So that does help him out there. And then we've got Trevor that we've put in the post. Trevor doesn't always want to be in the post, but Trevor's averaging about 11 points for us in the post. So, and probably about 6 boards somewhere in that neighborhood. So he has been very much our serviceable post in there when we need to. And then you throw out Matthew Brazzi out on the outside, too. Matthew can shoot it with the best of them. There's, you know, probably more games where I would like to see him get 3, 4, 5 more shot attempts because he can shoot it at a pretty good percentage out there. Alex Whalen, senior for us, he will be starting 1 or 2 man. Does a nice job, has really changed his game after Christmas to distributing more. His assists are way up from where they were before Christmas. And then he does a lot of our defensive dirty work for us. He'll draw a charge. He leads the team in charges. He'll draw a charge probably about every game or attempt every game. And then we round out our starting five with Grant Meth. Grant's really starting to rebound the ball well. He's got some spring in his step. So, you know, if he uses his athleticism and just goes and gets rebounds, that's really pretty much all we're asking him to do. And then, you know, get a few putbacks here or there, or, you know, when a guard drives, looks for a dump down, you know, be able to put in a nice 2-3 foot shot for us. So that's our starting five. And then, you know, we got about 4 guys that we usually play off the bench. Jevin is coming in off the bench for us, does a nice job, has increased his rebounding here probably last week or so, focusing in a little bit more in there. He can take it a little bit off the drive. He likes his little spinning jump hook that he's got. Uses it in practice. Some of our guys have kind of scouted him in practice and don't let him do that as much. But he does that. Got a couple sophomores, Joffer Murphy and Connor Whalen, coming up. Extremely athletic kids. That's kind of a good reason why they're with us. Do a nice job of slashing and cutting. Still have a little bit of game knowledge to grow, but you know they're only sophomores, so I wouldn't expect anything less. And then Mason Ray. Mason started the season off injured and now has influenza, so he didn't play last night. Obviously he won't be there today, so he's had a tough season, but Mason enjoys the game of basketball, can give us a little bit of an outside threat, really good passer for us. We kind of probably put him in the post where he doesn't really want to at times, but his passing skills really do assist us in putting in him in the post.
Now you kind of have a lottery to see who's going to get that 5 position at times, right? Or you may call it a 4B position or something like that.
That's probably a good point. It really doesn't matter because you're just kind of like changing out a 6'2 for a 6'3 when you're guarding, you know, like guys in Williamsburg when they're 6'5 and 225, 230, and they got all their offensive linemen and that they're running in, and you got to try and guard guys like that. But sometimes it's a little bit by committee.
Yeah, and well, like I said, with Mason Ray out, it kind of hurts the rotation just a little bit. And yeah, for the most part, there haven't been many games this year when you've had your full complement.
Yeah, I think if I go back and count, I think full squad, I think we're about three games total for all 9 guys and having them ready to go because they've been out for this, that, or whatever. So that makes it tough when you're trying to get rotations set and getting kids playing together. I thought maybe that was one of our keys Tuesday night, was we really had good rotation set and the kids out there were kind of meshing together. So It's really, it really is more important than probably what people realize.
Yeah, and but this team, I think for the most part, it's a good defensive team too. You know, even without that 6'8", 6'9" shot blocker inside or that intimidating force, they get out and get after you.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's no surprise what we do defensively. It's not a surprise to our kids how we practice defense. You know, on a nightly basis. Coach Brazzi makes sure that we're ready to go. Our game plans are usually focused on, hey, what do we need to do here? What are we going to take away? What are we going to make this team do differently? So the kids know it's just a matter of making sure you get to the right spot at the right time and do the right thing. And as your season progresses, you usually get better defensively, and that's what you want coming into tournaments.
All right, and well, it's been a season. You've won a lot of close games. You've had a couple pretty big margins, but it seems like every game is single digits. You know, fun for the fans.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like pulling out your hair for the coaching staff.
Yeah, you got to be knowing what you want down the stretches. But yeah, there's a lot of people that say, you know, oh, that was a fun game. And you're like, oh, yeah, it was, but it's exhausting, you know, as a coach. But, you know, anytime you're competitive, I think it's just fun. You know, kids want to go out and they want to win. They want to do everything, you know, and we have a group that listens to us really, really well. You know, they'll do just about anything we ask them to, which is, you know, you don't always find that necessarily in this day and age, but we have a group that really does that. So it's fun. You just got to be ready to make sure you execute down the stretch. We've had, you know, in some of those losses that you go back and you watch film and it's like, oh, if we just got that rebound or, you know, if we made this pass here at that time, maybe the outcome would have been different. But that's the learning process. You know, I always say 16, 17, 18-year-olds are a Christmas present. You don't know what you're going to get from night in and night out. So you just have to kind of deal with what you got.
Yeah, and what you got next, you got four straight home games, like you said, and starting today with Old Wine and then Vinton, and then the division leader South Tama comes in, and then you get a nice break to go interdivision, and West Delaware will come in. They do have a good post player.
Yeah, they do.
With Mr. Krogman
yeah.
in there, and then you close out down in Tiffin against Clear Creek and Mana, and so games you can compete with.
Yeah, and we knew that coming in when you looked at our schedule. We were 7 of 10 from mid-December to mid-January on the road. So we knew that if we got through that stretch and survived and improved during that stretch, that you'd get a home stretch. So we had two home games, went on the road last night, and then four more home games. So you get 6 of 7 here at the end of the season on the road to kind of gear up and be ready to go for the postseason. So it'll be nice.
And speaking of postseason, we don't know who you're going to play, but we now know where everybody is going to go in Class 3A. And your sub-state does not include someone with the name Xavier on it, so I guess that's a good thing. The two-time defending state champions went in a different direction, but you got a very balanced sub-state. You got West Delaware starting to play really well. Waller, who against 3A teams and at times against 4A teams has looked very good, beat Oskaloosa, the number one team in 3A, and then you got Assumption, who plays a 4A schedule, and then sprinkled in with a lot of WAMAC teams. So your sub-state meeting could be fun.
Yeah. You know, the second year for those, I still don't know how those are supposed to go or what we're supposed to talk about other than deciding 1 through 8. And, you know, you get 8 coaches in there, and you probably have 8 different opinions on who should be what and who should be where. But, you know, when it all boils down to it, when they put you in 8-team sub-state, you got to play 3 games. Doesn't make any difference who they are. To me, in my opinion, it doesn't make too much difference. You're going to have to play 3 quality tournament games in the end, and you know the best team playing at that time will come out of it. So we'll see. You know, we always say tell our kids, you know, we are gearing up for tournament all year long. You know, you want to be playing your best basketball at tournament time. You want to be somebody that somebody doesn't want to face. So I think we're on that trajectory with this team now.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, I thought the Iowa High School Athletic Association did a pretty good job of splitting everything up this year.
Yeah, I figured Mount Pleasant and Oskaloosa would get split, you know, and they're relatively close. So when they split those two, you knew Xavier was going with somebody. just based on being number one. And then over here on this side, you knew you had somewhere to find another sub-state. So it is what it is. We'll go wherever they tell us to go, obviously, just like everybody else, and see what we can do and how much noise you can make at the end of February.
Yeah, and I know that you're excited about what you got in the program coming up. You got two sophomores up with you, but sophomore team has had a good year.
Yeah, our sophomores, Kyle Von Baron is our sophomore coach. He had a little hiatus, but he came back last year. He does a great job with getting our sophomores ready to go. He does a great job in practice. I've walked through their practices at times. He's intense with them. Brian Voss is a volunteer from Benton Community that we hired as a social studies teacher this year, and he helps with our sophomores. Brian does a great job, great basketball attitude, and wants to do just about anything he can to help the program. And then our freshmen have had a really solid year. We have one freshman that's playing sophomores, and he plays a couple quarters with the freshmen just to help them out. But our freshmen have done a really, really good job this year of improving. And those coaches are Jason Marshall and Alan Marshall. Father-son combination team there that I got. I got a two-for-one deal. And they do a great job with the kids also. So, you know, as far as the staff and then, you know, Coach Brazzi helping me still as the assistant, I got five quality coaches that, you know, it always sounds cliche-ish a little bit, but I think our kids need to really appreciate those five guys and all that they give to the program and how they help them improve in basketball.
Yeah, and you guys, you and Coach Brazzi have been together for quite a few winters now.
We have 10. I think this is season 10. So we've been together. We do a nice job. We know that we can pretty much say anything we want to each other, and neither one will get offended. So we live in relative close proximity, so right across the street. So I guess maybe when the garage doors go shut by one of us, that means the other one's mad or something like that. I don't know. But, you know, he does a great job. You know, he does a great job making sure defensively we're ready to go and making some in-game adjustments for defenses at times, too.
Yeah. A quick turnaround today, as we mentioned, and a non-conference game. And do you like these non-conference games in the middle of the conference season?
You know, we only get three. You know, they were talking before about the MVC going down to three. I think they're going to like that. Next year, we're only going to two. So it would be nice to maybe move your nons up a little bit. You know, 2 weeks ago, we played Jeff at the Cell in the non-conference. So the only thing I always stress is that I want to play a non-conference after a conference. I don't want to play it before, the night before. I'd rather play it the day after. You know, if it's on a Saturday, it's on a Saturday. But, you know, it is nice to be able to step away from your conference, see what you got, see somebody else. I'd like to personally do it a little bit sooner, but it doesn't always work out with everybody's schedule. So it is what it is.
Well, how is the WOMAC going to be next year with the scheduling? Because you're down from, let's see, 16 down to 14 next year, right?
Yep, and we will go over to the east side. So we will be over there with Mount Vernon, Solon, DeWitt, Maquoketa, Beckman, and West Delaware. So you'll play everybody on your side twice, giving you 12 games, and then you'll play the other seven once, giving you 19, and then you'll get two nons. So first time in 10 years that the WOMAC will everybody will play everybody at least one time.
Interesting. And I know we talked earlier in the year that I think you guys would like to keep Jeff as one of your non-conferences.
Yeah, close game. Jeff bringing a 4A athlete in. You know, we've seen three outstanding guards 2 weeks ago. So I think they're a really, really solid team for us in the non-conference to go against. You know, Chris was talking about keeping like a Moline because it's just a different team that you see. So you know, we'll keep Jeff, and then right now we have Owine and Washington. At this point, you know, I don't know. One of those, obviously, we won't be able to play, but, you know, both of those would give us great opportunity, too.
Yeah, and a good non-conference, which is what you want, to get everything ready to go for the postseason. And shoot around at 11, so make sure the guys are out of bed and you know, got nourishment and all that good stuff.
Yeah, some of them probably will roll out about 10:45. you always say get up, make sure you're moving, but you know, sometimes they don't always listen to the coaches in that aspect.
Well, at least you don't have a, what, hour 15, hour and a half bus trip, though.
We don't. But I can make sure that one kid's out of bed, so.
That's true. You got that taken care of.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we'll see you later this afternoon, and thanks for coming down. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
DePaco Community Credit Union is the financial home you own. Congratulations! You can save, borrow, invest, insure, and trust with complete trust. To see all the other ways a cooperative is more cooperative, visit dupaco.com.
9:55, back with you on the Coach's Corner to wrap things up here on KGYM. Coming up later on, Iowa State men's and women's basketball, Cyclone men taking on Tennessee in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That will be at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM. Cyclone women against the Texas Longhorns tonight at 6:30, also on 1600 AM. Two high school basketball games coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We will have for you the Marion Indians and the Olewine Huskies at about 3:20 or so this afternoon, followed by Iowa City High and Iowa City Liberty in boys basketball coming up tonight. That will be at around 6:20 or so, coming away here on the radio. And then coming up tomorrow, UNI basketball as the Panthers swing back into action, I believe, on the road coming up on a Sunday afternoon. And then next weekend, Super Bowl 52 will be coming up. That's going to wrap things up here on the show today. I want to thank my guests, Chris James, head girls basketball coach at Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Mike Manderscheid, the head boys basketball coach at Marion, for stopping by here today and talking a little basketball on a Saturday morning. We'll talk to you later on at Marion High School for their game against Olewine, and we wish everyone a great and safe weekend. This has been the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free